The Green Party's Julianne Junta has not shown up to Select Committee this morning after National accused her of intimidating one of its ministers in Parliament. During a debate on transport last night, the Rongotai MP walked across the House to National's Matt Ducey, waving a book in his face and shouting at him. The National Party says the actions were threatening and unbecoming of Parliament. Ms Junta has apologised, saying she did not intend to intimidate and was motivated by a desire to share information. Our political reporter Annika Smith is with us now. Kia ora. What have we heard from Julianne Junta herself?
Kia ora, Charlotte. So far, we've only heard the comments that she made last night where she apologised and she said she didn't mean to intimidate anyone in the House. We were hoping to speak to her at Select Committee this morning. There was an Infrastructure and Transport Select Committee, but she was a no-show, and the Green Party has since confirmed she is at home today. I've asked several times why, and they haven't explained her absence yet.
So Green Party hasn't responded. Has there been any other reaction from other parties?
So the Green Party itself has said the actions are unacceptable. In terms of other parties, National and ACT have come out fairly strong in reaction to this outburst. We heard from National Senior Whip, Scott Simpson. He told the House last night Junta's actions were threatening and unbecoming. And David Seymour, ACT Party leader, has taken to Twitter to say that the Green Party has a culture of not following the rules and thinking it's above everyone else. Going back to Scott Simpson, he has confirmed National may take further action, and this would look like a complaint made to the Speaker of the House, Gerry Brownlee. I have approached the Speaker's office this morning, and the Speaker's office got back to me and said the Speaker has nothing to say on this matter. So we will wait and see in terms of what eventuates from a potential complaint there.
How often are MPs accused of intimidation? Is this something that's happened before?
It's very unusual. We were talking in the office earlier. We can't remember, you know, in our memories, the last time anything like this happened. The only comparable event would be back in 2007, when Trevor Mallard, who was at the time a cabinet minister, punched National MP Tō Henare. Now, this happened in a hallway outside the debating chamber. In this instance, Julianne Junta's behaviour, where she walked across the aisle and shouted and waved a book and Matt Ducey's face. This was all caught on Parliament's TV cameras, so it's highly unusual.
We'll turn now to comments from Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters that he made on the programme this morning about the former Australian Foreign Minister Bob Carr. The Labor leader Chris Hipkins has made some comments about that now.
Yeah, we heard from Mr Peters this morning on Morning Report. He attacked Bob Carr, former Australian MP. Mr Peters criticising Bob Carr's criticism of AUKUS and making allegations concerning China. Labor leader Chris Hipkins has made some very strong comments after this in a stand-up to media this morning. He's gone as far as saying Winston Peters' comments were totally unacceptable and that Mr Peters should... and that Mr Peters had abused his office and the Prime Minister should stand him down immediately. In terms of what Bob Carr said, he said the comments are defamatory and he'll pursue legal action.
Tēnā koe. Thank you very much, Annika Smith there, our political reporter. And of course our team will keep across those updates as they happen.